I wanted to stay at least 2 years. So I quickly wrote a report and submitted to this my advisor. And when he submitted my paper to the Electron Tube Research Conference without notifying me.
Oh.
And after they accepted my paper, he notified. So that was the next jump. Because less than 1 year, I had this great chance to give my paper.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the most prestigious research conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely difficult to be accepted.
I see.
But I was so scared to give this presentation by myself because my English was terrible. So I asked Professor Byrne to present my paper by him because my English is so poor. I could waste the audience's very important times. Then Professor Byrne said to me, this paper is yours, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
You are the only author. Also, he told me, you said that your English is poor, but he knows so many Europeans who have terrible accents, hard to understand. So he said, don't worry, just present by yourself.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't help. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I practiced, almost completely memorized my presentation. That is a research conference was held at Stanford University.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no digest was issued, no tape recorders was, not cameras was allowed to bring in.
I see.
That this is completely front end research conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I could find what kind of papers and what kind of researcher could present this paper at that conference, and who might be attending.
Mm-hmm.
The conference. When I registered, I received this list of participants.
Mm-hmm.
There was a famous name. I was so shocked. I started trembling.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I gave a talk. That was no problem. But when the question and answer session started, I couldn't understand what was
Well,
you see, first the one who asked was Professor Heil.
Oh.
It's a very famous microwave owns a God to us. He started talking with this heavy German accent. And I didn't understand whether he was telling his story or he was commenting what asking was. But anyway, I had to say something. So I and Professor Burns sat down before I left the campus to the conference. We assumed this is possible question.
Ah, yes.
Then we drafted the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I memorized all. So I pick up the most important questions that we thought.
Mm-hmm.
I did this quickly. Squawked that answer. I didn't know whether that was the
was
question
the
or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that happened to be the answer. I was fortunate. So after when the intermission came, so many people surrounded me,
mm-hmm.
congratulated me. And also I received many questions. And anyway, so I thought, I didn't do so badly. So I had about a week vacation, then to return to my laboratory, I found a pile of letters waiting me on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few letters from the Bell Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I found out that many members who surrounded at the intermission were Bell Laboratory people.
I see.
They asked me to join the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
They could offer much better opportunity. But I was at university with the exchange visitor's visa.
Mm-hmm.
That visa doesn't allow
to work.
To work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Only I could get this remuneration from the university.
Yes.
And also I had to contribute to outside of Japan, at least United States, at least for 2 years before the enters in the United States. So I told them, because of that, under such circumstances, I won't be able to accept your offer, unfortunately.